We're now going to go into open session of our special meeting. Today is June 21st, 6:35. We have item on our business tonight is we're discussing the property. We've received, first off, as we go in and we discuss any kind of details, thoughts, concerns, or anything, we need to go in closed session to have those discussions because since this is the sale of real estate and it could be sensitive to, you know, people making offers and maybe the details on thoughts and stuff like that. So, we've shared in open session all the offers up to this point. So I'm going to go ahead and read these two because these are the only two that came in. Since last meeting.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we've got a received on June 15th.
Just a minute. Did we have this one might not have.
We have a third one.
Richard Ross.
We had Richard last time.
Did we have Richard?
Oh, I don't know if you guys talked about it. I wasn't here. Let's just review all the offers. Let's just do that. Just to make sure we don't
refresh our memories.
Yeah. Okay, so we have from emailed offer from Kevin Ross. this is not a bid. We are accepting offers.
This is what he would ask these questions down there.
Oh, that was sound like. Okay, we'll sell it to you for $1 million. Okay, I apologize for not reading this correctly. All right, so this was a response. Karen provided a response telling them that we're just accepting offers for some time. Or she gives some notes about it being some water assessments. The lease, right? Yeah. And then, his questions. Okay, he asked questions. I got to read this from the bottom up. When's the deadline? We're accepting offers. What is the current lease in terms of payment? So she give him that, $6,000 with assessments. That goes to 2025. Goes through 2025 or it ends at the end of 2025, yeah. Where is the easement located? We're working with Army Corps of Engineers. If we are the winning bid, what is the deadline for payment? It depends on your offer. What is the current zoning of the property? Industrial? Is it really industrial? And Kevin Ross did not put a bid in?
I don't know. He's never sent anything back.
Okay.
I don't know whether they called Jim or not. So
this is not unofficial, but an official inquiry. So no offer. Steve and Lori Jo White has put an offer in, and this is the second offer they put in. If you remember right, they put a bid in. Well, you wouldn't. That they put a bid in last July when we very first put this up for sale. I'm thinking around 400,000 or just under 400, 370 to 400. I don't remember off the top of my head. Doesn't matter. But now they're offering $488,000 for the property. And that's how there's nothing other than just putting an offer or that amount in. This one's been reviewed. Daniel and Christy Howard.
Yeah, I know that one was the last time. So.
What's that?
I said I know that one was the last.
Yeah, you guys heard it. It was $250,000. Cindy Phillips has put an offer in by email June 13th. Please find it attached. Good morning. Jim, give me your email Friday to send an offer for the land for my client. Please find offer attached for $400,000 cash. Can you confirm receipt? Richard, this is Richard Ross. Mm-hmm. Richard plans to build a home. If he can acquire it, don't need to worry about access. He will have his own access to the property through a neighboring property owner. So this was an offer from Richard Ross at $400,000. And that's all right. So that is the rundown of the offers. Anything else? No other offers? I mean, formal?
Really.
We've had a lot of probably calls, talks, inquiries, but we don't accept an offer unless it's in writing. I have engaged, by board request, I've engaged Gil McCackney to review the highest offer of this, what's the people's name? Wyatt Griffith. he's looked at that. And you guys should have got an email today to review that. We've got copies of that. We'll look at that. We can't discuss it. We'll have to go into a closed session to discuss this because this is not a... this is just a draft. So, to save confusion, we just want to go in a closed session and discuss the draft if we want to modify, change, scrap, whatever we want to do with this. But just so you know that we have been in contact with Gil McCackney, I reviewed with him all of the, from my recollection, kind of the history of it. He's followed us since he's been kind of part of it for a while. But just shared with him and made sure that I said, I wanted you to sort of make sure as I tell this, make sure if there's any missteps or anything we need to do additionally, you know, or any cautions, just stop me and say, you know. And so I shared with him the history, the development of the highest offer we're considering tonight. kind of the build, you know, build around. Since we've had it for sale since July. We had a closed bid at the time. Took the highest bid. That didn't work out. So Curtis McCormick had withdrawn that because of some issues. And we accepted the withdrawal. And then we... basically renewed that we're going to, you know, renewed that we're going to continue to sell the property, but we also added the Gil McCackney to help us through and navigate the sale of the property, plus if needed, or to engage a realtor. So I had Karen send Gil the offer, the offer from Wyatt, forwarded to him for his review. He called me back Thursday or Friday, I don't remember what time, Thursday, and I spoke with him at length about it. This is when I was speaking to him at length about it. And I asked him if he had some questions, concerns, and I just asked him if he would formulate a counteroffer that we could consider tonight. And that's what he had before us. That would satisfy his questions and concerns instead of going back and forth just a counteroffer if we want to consider it. It's just a consideration. So that's the development that I've took part in since. And I can maybe give a little color on some things as we go into closed session to make sure that there's some confusion.
I would move that we go into closed session.
It's been moved by Paul that we go into closed session to discuss.
To review the
discuss the property. Okay.
On the property. I'll second that.
It's been moved that we go into closed session to review the offer for the property. Seconded by Dean. We'll do roll call. Vote in favor of going to closed session. Hold on a second. Drew is in here.
I gotta use the restroom real quick.
just 1 second. You got to just say aye.
Aye.
Drew Escher, do you want to go on a closed session?
Yes.
Okay. Dean Bruff?
Yes.
Paul Percival?
Yes.
We'll now go on a closed session.